What, did you fall off your chair?
What, there was a lot of noise coming out from over there. You out of control today? No, that was me. I never should have drank this monster, Java Monster. I've never drank an energy drink before in my life. This morning I was so tired coming in, I decided to get this Java Monster T plus energy. I'm shaking. Look at my hands. Look.
Yeah.
I'm a mess. Did you ever read the back of this can?
I don't want to read the back
of
that can.
No, it's really hilarious.
All right.
Monster can do tea. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Not that powdered junk or the latest new age cure-all. Not the tea the queen has with her crumpets or the tea little girls have with make-believe friends.
Holy cow.
Chai tea is more like the tea guards drink in Turkish prison. Tea with sack, not bags. I don't get that. Tea with sack, not bags? I don't know. Okay, that sounds pretty risque to me. Imported tea, real cream, Monster spice and energy blend, guaranteed to stoke the fires within and make your hands shake like leaves.
Boy, which would
I'm
our,
nervous.
That should be our website. That should be the theme of our show.
Listen how nervous I am. Listen. I'm nervous.
You all right?
Yeah, no. I'm
shaking
it out. You're going to have to carry it today. Cause, well,
hey, let's say hello to some folks.
Oh, we have a couple shout-outs here.
Yeah, who we'll get a shout-out to?
You know who's listening to us? Cheryl Crow is listening to us.
Cheryl Crow.
Yes.
Out in California?
Yeah, but not that Cheryl Crow. There's a listener named Cheryl Crow, the same name as the rock
Cheryl,
star.
Cheryl, I've Fresno. Heard about you. I've never met you.
Yeah, but all we want to do is have some fun, too.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. Didn't you and
every
I?
Every day's a you, winding road. Every
did,
day's a winding
Didn't you and
road.
I one day take a nap on Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yes, Dan Sheridan and I were on Santa Monica Boulevard taking a nap under a palm tree. He's from Chicago. I'm from Ohio. It's in February. We're in California. And it's like, we're freaking out. It's 78 degrees.
And our wives were at home, and it was like 10 below zero at the time.
And we called them every hour.
Every hour on the hour just to let them know.
Tell them where we were. Well, now we're on the beach. Now we're under a palm tree. Now we're on Santa Monica Boulevard. Now we're sweating. Now we're drinking Monster tea. Now we're. Yeah.
They were cursing us that day.
I know. they finally quit answering the phone. But no, Cheryl Crow's in the Fresno area. She's listening to us, and we have Tony and Tony listening to
the two
us.
Two Tonys.
A pair of Tonys in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hey, Chattanooga Tony.
Chattanooga Tonys. There's two of them out there. Yeah. And we have Marsha Pretty listening to us in Ohio. I think
Marcia,
that's how that's pronounced, Pretty.
Marsha Pretty. She likes the Mustang.
Is she pretty? Is she?
Ford Mustang.
Marsha, if you're pretty, send us in a photo and we'll... She's listening in Ohio. I hope that's how you pronounce it.
Marsha Pretty likes Ford Mustang.
How do you know?
Email.
Oh, okay. And who else do we have? Well, we said we had Goswin in...
Goswin in South Africa.
In South Africa.
And we got Joe and Cheryl right here in
Joe
Indianapolis.
Joe and Cheryl are listening to us in Indianapolis. We have a growing audience in the Indianapolis area. In fact, next year we may have the conference in Indianapolis because of... A lot of folks had trouble with that traffic in your beautiful city of Chicago, but
yeah,
maybe,
well,
I don't know. We'll see.
Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. It's going to be easier to travel in the next year.
I don't know about you, but I am still reeling from the phrase, apart from law.
That was a shock that Paul dropped 2,000 years
ago. Think about Paul's training. He grew up at the feet of Gamaliel, was taught in the law of God, all the commandments of the Old Testament, and now Paul is saying, yet now... Apart from law, God took a Hebrew of the Hebrews, a Pharisee, the one who excelled above his contemporaries in the religion of his fathers, Judaism. He excelled beyond all of them, the chiefest, the one who knew most about the law, learned most about the law, practiced most of the law. No man in history did what Saul did. And he's the man that God uses to say these words, yet now, apart from law. If anyone knew the law, it was Paul. And yet there are those today who are seeking to be justified by law.
Yeah, they haven't learned the lesson.
And Paul the apostle, who knew more law than anybody living today, there's nobody alive today who knew as much about Moses and the prophets than Paul.
That's right.
And Paul says, yet now, apart from law. Wow.
A righteousness of God is manifest.
A righteousness of God. It's God's righteousness. And it's manifest. That means it's brought out into the open. Right? Being attested by the law and the prophets. Law and the prophets now go back, as it were, and they're spectators in all this. Law retreats back and is a spectator.
Because law's mouth has been barred in this,
apart from
in these previous verses.
And he goes, yet a righteousness of God, now he's going to explain this righteousness. A righteousness of God through what?
Jesus Christ's faith.
Now here, this is an interesting phrase. And you're probably not going to hear this on any other radio station in the country, or the world for that matter. This is a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith, not through faith in Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus Christ's faith.
No, you don't hear that in Christian radio. It's all about your faith.
You know what that means? What does it mean? Jesus Christ's faith. How do we have a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith? What does that mean?
I have a feeling you know.
I'm asking you to think about it. What does that mean? Here we have a righteousness. It's from God. It's his righteousness. And it's through Jesus Christ's faith.
I would say that that's the faith God counts. That's there's no way any kind of faith, even that God gives me, that can measure up to the faith Jesus Christ had to go to the cross.
Yeah, it has to do with the fact that the Lord Jesus was, he believed God. He lived the perfect life, and that perfect life that he lived gave the value to the death that he died.
And what's the result of that?
The result, you and I get declared righteous. You know, it's interesting in the Hebrew scriptures, when an offering was brought before God, it had to be examined.
Mm-hmm.
As to its perfection.
Yeah, no blemishes.
No blemishes whatsoever. And that's what's going on here. Without the perfection, the offering could not be accepted. It couldn't all go up to God as a sweet smell. Here we have God's righteousness through Jesus Christ's faith. You and I are accepted on the basis of the perfection of the person of Christ. Now, let's go back to the Hebrew for a minute. Let's go back to the Old Testament. And by the way, let's keep this in mind. We're still on the subject of Viagra.
Of course.
And we got to get to this.
Yes.
This is part of it.
There's going to be mutiny but among our audience.
Imagine a Hebrew in the Old Testament, in that time, approaching the tabernacle. What does he see? He sees the pillar of cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be nerve-wracking.
It would be quite impressive.
And it's got. But think about approaching a holy God like this.
Oh, yeah, you'd be shaking in your sandals.
And so they had to bring this offering before this altar. And there's a phrase used constantly there, before Yahweh, or before the Lord, before Yahweh. Everything is done in his presence, before his eyes. Yahweh is estimating the value of these sacrifices. It's what he finds in them that gave the Hebrew confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And these things were accepted on their behalf. And you and I today, we have a righteousness that's from God, and it's through Jesus Christ's faith. He is the perfect sacrifice. And it says it's for all and on all who are believing. That's where we come in. First we learn about God, then we learn about Jesus Christ. Now we come in as those who believe.
And we're the caboose. Our faith, it's not that we don't have faith. It's that our faith is a caboose that follows the engine of his faith. We latch on to his faith. His faith is the engine that carries everything.
Exactly.
Not ours. And so that's such a relief, especially to people who are told that they have to have the right kind of faith. They have to have it in the right measure. They have to demonstrate it in the right way. What a relief to understand that the salvation comes through Jesus Christ's faith.
That's right.
So now all the pressure is off my faith, and now I have faith that his faith actually accomplished the work. My faith's the caboose. His is the engine.
Right. Let's continue. He says, for all have, he says here, through Jesus Christ's faith, for all and on all who are believing, for there is no distinction. For all sinned, that means to miss the mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
All sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. Now ponder this for a minute. This is important. And if this is the most important message in the world today, all sinned and are wanting of the glory of God. Stop there. That's where we're all at. Whether you're sinning like crazy or trying not to sin, you said that in your book once.
Whether you're sinning like crazy or trying like crazy not to sin.
Yeah, yeah. We all fall short. We're all wanting of the glory of God. Now, notice what it says in verse 24, being justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. And I want you to notice that there is no work, time bridge, there's no work, no gap of time, or any works that between verses 23 and 24. We're the same moment we're wanting of the glory of God, at that same moment we're being justified gratuitously.
Yeah, I never really saw that here. It's just like when we talked about Adam and Christ, we were in Adam, and then, ooh, we're in Christ.
That's it.
There's no time gap where we take a crack at it.
And no probationary period.
Yeah.
There's no time gap. The very same moment we're wanting of the glory of God, the very same moment we're being justified.
Yeah, bang, there's the solution. Bang, right now.
And it's gratuitously, number one. You know, it says in John 15, the Lord Jesus said, they hated me gratuitously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did that mean?
Without a cause.
There was nothing in him that drew out the hatred.
That's a good passage that defines this word here.
Right.
Because that sounds like a strange word, gratuitously. But when our Lord says they hated me gratuitously, we know what it means in that context.
Right.
It's not really a theological context there. They hated him without a cause. There was absolutely no reason for them to hate him. Likewise, if we bring that definition to this verse.
Yep.
We realize that we're justified without a cause in ourselves.
That's right. No. Was there anything in us that drew out this justification?
No, and this all goes back to Romans chapter 1, of course, that says that this is a this gospel concerns his son. Really? Isn't that true? That whole thing starts in Romans 1:3. Concerning his son, a called apostle, severed for the evangel of God, which concerns his son. It concerns his son. We finally get to his son.
It's
in
all
Romans
about
3:21.
And in everything that was about us
is crappy.
It ended up with us having to shut up.
Yes, everything that was about us in Romans. Oh, goodness,
it's
about
us. Like, it's almost like Paul teased us in Romans.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about his son, but before I do that, I'm going to talk about you and me.
I'm going to talk about you and me. I'm going to talk about the nations. Oh,
yes.
They look at the heavens and they see the glory of God, and yet they don't thank him as God.
If Romans 3 ended in verse 20, I'd want to put a knife to my throat.
Yeah, this is bad news
it's
for
bad
humanity
news.
Until you realize that the bad news becomes the good news instantaneously.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's mouth is barred. Love that truth.
Justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. It's all about what he's accomplished, his faith, and then it goes on to say that he's a propitiatory shelter through faith in his blood. That perfect life would mean nothing unless he shed his blood.
If you like this message, folks, there's going to be more of it tomorrow. And thank you for listening. We appreciate your emails, your calls. Let us know you're listening. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow with the exciting conclusion.